A new app is featuring several caribou farmers markets this summer. Developed by the BC Association of Farmers Markets, the new Tasting Passport features the South Caribou Farmers Market, the Williams Lake Farmers Market, the Bella Coola Farmers Market, the Lillooet Farmers Market, the Quesnel Farmers Market, the Farmers Market at Alexandria, and the Two Rivers Farmers Market. Melissa Malte, the association's membership and programs manager, said the app is a spin-off of their already existing BC Farmers Market Trail website. In 2023, we wanted to really find a way to engage with customers and people wanting to visit farmers markets. We applied for a co-op marketing program with Destination BC, and we decided to create this Tasting Passport app, Malte explained. It's basically a really fun way for users to check out the farmers markets that are around them and also do these really great featured tours that have all of these wonderful locations that are kind of agri-tourist focused. You can have a full day out of doing fun farmers market things and also farmers market adjacent activities too. Malte said they put out a call last fall to regional and local tourism offices, with several of them investing in the app and helping create featured tours. This included the Caribou Chilcotin Coast Tourism Association, was especially keen to feature their region, allowing the association to feature the seven major farmers in the area from Bella Coola to 100 Mile House. Farmers markets have so much going on. I think people think of farmers markets and automatically think, oh, that's a great place to buy vegetables and fruit. But there's also this other added level of it being a really great tourist destination, a fun stop if you're traveling in the area, and that's how the Tasting Passport app really helps, Malte explained. For me as a parent, I'm always like, what are the fun things to do when you're traveling in that area? We want to do the farmers market and then go where is a great park or attraction I can take my kids. Kelsey Fast, treasurer for the South Caribou Farmers Market, said she is happy to see the BC Association of Farmers Markets investing in promoting and supporting markets throughout the Caribou. While she likes the idea of the app, she noted that so far she hasn't seen it used too much by their regular customers. The association is just trying to build their members' markets into a vibrant community and build off of the farmers' market trail and adding this tasting app. I think it's kind of cool, but I don't know how much people are using apps here, Fast chuckled. I know they've been working out a few of the kinks early on, but I think it has the potential to be really fun. The app is designed to encourage users to attend markets by checking in at different farmers' markets to earn points. Malte said the more points you earn, the more badges you gain access to that are designed to riff off that 90s scratch and sniff sticker nostalgia. She added the phone confirms you are at the market using your phone's geolocation info. Malte said the top users of the app can redeem their points for vegetable-themed socks or pollinator seeds at West Coast Seeds. She noted they also plan to announce at the end of the season which farmers market had the highest number of check-ins. Since launching the app in the middle of June, Malte said they've been getting positive feedback from users and farmers market organizers. I keep watching the leaderboard. Anyone who downloads the app gets added to the leaderboard, and based on how many points they get, they can move up it, Malte remarked. If you're a little bit competitive, this becomes a really fun thing. I keep watching myself, people keep beating me, and now I'm really feeling the burn to see more farmers markets so I can crawl up that leaderboard and get my number one space. Fast encourages Caribou Farmers Market attendees to consider downloading the app and using it the next time they head to the farmers market. She noted the association has plans for contests and other features in the future. This is a vibrant thing, they're not just going, hey, do your thing over there, they are investing in it, Fast remarked.